the path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
Angela. Angela, could you hurry it up? I mean, Michelangelo could have painted the Sistine Chapel in the time it takes you to frost one cupcake.
The Sistine Chapel didn't have sprinkles.
Quick, quick, pretend we're not home. Pull down the shades.
What's going on? Are we being invaded?
Worse.
Those guys with religious pamphlets?
Worse than that. Diane Wilmington is coming up the walk. Hold the door.
Oh, that woman's like fingernails on the blackboard. I don't know what it is, but I just can't stand her.
Well, maybe it's because she's vain, shallow, a troublemaker, and a gossip.
No, that's not it.
Shh, be quiet. She's here.
Come on, we're being ridiculous. I mean, she's not that bad. The woman has some good qualities.
She's a tramp.
That's one.
And she's persistent. Come on, shh.
Oh, no.
Is she leaving?
Yep, there she goes.
Yeah. That's her silhouette, all right.
She's got the only R-rated silhouette in the neighborhood.
I beg your pardon.
Present company accepted.
Wait a minute. Shh, shh, shh. Think she's gone?
Yeah. I think the coast is clear.
That was close.
Really? The last thing I want to do today is listen to...
Diane!
Hi, Angela.
See, Mrs. Wilmington? I told you they were home.
What a surprise.
You know, Angela, you really ought to get that doorbell fixed. I was just about to leave.
Nice going, Jonathan.
Sit, Miss Wilmington.
Oh, thanks.
See, can I get you some coffee?
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Regular or decaf? I mean decaf.
Anything.
Well, Diane, what brings you here? Come to borrow a cup of eyeshadow?
No. Actually, I just thought I'd make a neighborly visit, you know? I mean, after all, we live so close and... And we see each other so seldom.
Well, Diane, it hasn't been that long. There, there.
Oh, thank God you're here. I'm so lucky to have a best friend like you. Oh, my life is over. My maid ran off to Rio.
Well, on her salary, Angela, we have to talk.
You don't have to take it so hard. You've had maids leave before.
Not with my husband. I never thought Charles would do this to me. I feel awful. And of course, everyone's going to know. I mean, I'm going to be the laughingstock of the neighborhood.
Oh, don't be silly.
Hey, everybody, did you hear? This is Wilmington got dumped!
You've heard. It's even hit the playground.
Oh. Come on, get going.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
Oh, here.
Thank you, Tony.
Consider it yours.
I'll never be able to go back to that house. Oh, everything's gonna remind me of Charles and Phoebe. They probably slept in my bed and took showers in my shower.
And I wouldn't want to set a sandwich on that kitchen table.
Oh, Diane, anything that we can do to help you, just let us know.
Could I stay here for a couple of days?
Anything but that.
Yeah, hey, Miss Wilmington, don't get the wrong idea. I mean, it's not like we don't want you here.
Absolutely not.
Well, what is it then?
It's more a matter of you tell her, Tony.
Well, we don't really have a spare bedroom, and the doorbell's broken.
That's okay.
I can go to some cheap motel with depressing paintings and sticky carpets.
Try to get a room near the ice machine.
You better call me every hour to be sure I haven't done anything desperate.
Oh, Diane! All right, you can stay.
Oh, Angela! Oh, you saved my life! Oh,
thank you. Well, I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go pack a few trunks.
Well, Angela, you haven't gained a friend. You lost your mind.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Does this look good?
Miss Wilmington, that was my sandwich.
Mm. You want a little nibble?
I think I'll make another sandwich.
Thank you, Tony. I've always relied upon the kindness of strangers. I saw that on a TV show once. I think it was Dynasty. Excuse me, honeys. It's time for Donahue.
Oh, if I don't watch him, I'll just die.
She says it, but she doesn't mean it.
Mrs. Wilmington, we were watching Bruce Springsteen.
Well, don't you have to go play or do homework or whatever it is children do?
I want my MTV.
Hey, give me that little right. Give me that right now. No,
I'm going to
wait.
Stop
game, right? Ooh,
monkey
Manila. Give it to me right now.
Hey, wait.
No,
stop
she
it.
Started it.
Stop it.
Doesn't anybody care that I am trying to get some work done around here?
Angela, we all have our problems. I'm trying to watch Donahue.
And we want to watch videos.
Now, wait a minute. All right, stop. Give me that. I'll settle this. And you can watch Donahue.
Thank you.
And you guys tape your videos. And you, I'd like to see you in my office.
Your office?
The kitchen, Angela.
Maybe we should go and watch it at Grandma's.
Maybe we should move in.
Come on, get...
Oh, talk to me, Phil.
All right, Angela, look. She has got to go, man. She's got the whole place. It's going crazy. I mean, I'm tired of that couch potato.
Donnie, I know,
but she's going to be leaving soon.
That's what you said 3 days ago.
Well, what do you want me to do, kick her out?
There's an idea.
How can I do that to that poor woman?
No, right foot, left foot, whatever.
Okay, now let me see here. Milk and... bananas. Nope, too green, huh? Apples. Oh, excuse me, miss. Could you tell me where I could find the peanut butter?
Mother, what are you doing?
Well, I'm running a refugee camp for kids, and I need supplies. Sheets and towels?
Second floor housewares.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Thank you for shopping at Powers.
My pleasure.
Tell a friend. Is it ridiculous? Is it ridiculous? The living room's a shambles. The kids have moved out, and now Mona's plundering the kitchen.
Tony, just think of it as an act of kindness to another human being.
Where's my Butterbrickle ice cream?
Another human being ate it.
That's it. She's history.
All right, Angela, get tough. Don't get her, baby. Oh, Angela, the Butterbrickle's... Never mind.
Diane!
Shh, I'm watching Donahue.
Diane, we've got to talk.
He's doing Scorned Women Week. Oh, that might as well be me up there. A rich, incredibly beautiful woman whose husband's abandoned her.
Look, Diane, I know how you're feeling, but believe me, you're gonna get over it.
Nuh-uh. Phil says it could take years.
He wouldn't if you were living on his couch.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I know this is a difficult time for you, but see, it's a difficult time for all of us, and that's what I'd like to talk to you about.
I just can't believe my marriage is over. All those years we shared together, just gone.
Speaking of gone,
I feel so betrayed and used. It's like someone kicked me in the stomach as hard as they could. Oh, you just have no idea what it's like.
Actually, I do. It's the same way I felt when Michael and I split up. But see, you gotta bounce back.
But it just doesn't seem fair, Angela. I'm left with a pit in my stomach, and he's left with some blonde in Rio. Oh, you understand. Isn't Michael's new wife a young blonde?
Well, I wouldn't. She's... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it reminds me of those adolescent years when I was insecure.
You were insecure. I was insecure. I was lonely.
I was lonely.
I was fat.
I was fat, too. And then all the weight moved up to my chest. You know, Angela, you are the first woman friend I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, this is kind of nice. I mean, I guess I've always depended on a man.
Oh, Diane, I know. When Michael and I got divorced, I was scared I'd never be able to stand on my own again. But I did. And I learned something.
I know this may sound like a hair color commercial, but
I like who I am. You know what I'm saying?
You think I should color my hair?
No. No, Diane, I think your hair is fine.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. What I'm trying to say is, you don't need a man to be happy. You can do it on your own.
Yeah, but it's so much more fun with a partner.
Diane, look at me. I don't have a man in my life, and I'm happy.
Well, I don't have a man in my life, and I'm miserable.
You've got to learn to be more independent, like me.
Oh, I want to be like you, Angela. In some ways. But I just wouldn't even know where to start.
You start by getting off the couch.
I can do that.
And getting dressed?
I'll do it.
And getting out there in the world.
All right!
All right!
You mean by myself?
Is everything okay?
Yes, Diane has made a wonderful breakthrough. She's getting up and getting dressed.
And getting out?
Absolutely. Just as soon as she's ready.
I'll be at Mona's.
Will you try and understand?
I understand. You wimped out.
You know... I knew you were going to take that attitude. You have no idea what it's like for us single women out there all alone.
Give me a break here. What are you kidding me? What about us single men, huh? What do you think, we don't get lonely, huh? What about the Lone Ranger?
He had Tonto.
That's how lonely he was.
Then you understand. And you'll be nice to Diane?
Did I say that? Oh, all right, I'll be nice.
Well, Diane tells me she's going to be staying on. Good going, Angela. I'll be back for the major appliances.
There's 10 seconds left in the game. The crowd is on its feet. They go download a Kareem Miceli. He fakes right. He goes left. It's the skyhook. And it's good! The crowd is on every day screaming, Miceli has won the game! And he's ready for the showers. So.
Ra, ra, sis, boom, ba.
Oh, hi, Miss Wilmington. I was just getting a little workout while I do the laundry here.
I can tell. You do it very well. In fact, I never knew basketball could be so stimulating.
I always liked the game. What brings you down here?
Oh, I was just thinking about doing a little laundry myself.
Oh, well, look, there's still room in the washer. Give me your clothes. I'll run them right through.
Okay.
Miss Wilmington, I think you misunderstood when I said, give me your clothes.
Oh, I've got a soft spot for you, Tony.
Yeah, you got them all over. Miss Wilmington, come on now. We're in the laundry room.
I know, isn't it exciting?
Oh, no, look, I'm not ready for this.
Could have fooled me.
Come on now, Miss Wilmington, hold on here, please, okay?
Okay, where?
Miss Wilmington, I live here and... And you live next door.
Tony, I spilled coffee on my...
Angela.
Tony, what is going on here?
Nothing.
Really? Why do you have lipstick on your collarbone?
Angela, this isn't what it looks like.
Really? What is it?
Something completely different.
You are taking advantage of this poor, vulnerable woman.
Aunt? What are you... Vulnerable? Hey, who's the one here with no shirt on, huh? Well, who's the other one?
Tony, you're the one who told me to give you my clothes.
Tony!
Diane!
Yes?
Tony, how could you? This woman needs to be treated like a human being, not like a sex object.
Not so fast, Angela.
Angela, I didn't treat her like a sex object. I didn't treat her like anything. I'm down here trying to do my housework. One woman's throwing her clothes at me. Another one's throwing accusations. What's a guy to do? I'm gonna go upstairs and make some quiche.
Men are so sensitive.
Diane? Is that true? You threw yourself at him?
Yeah, but I missed.
Have you forgotten everything we talked about? I mean, being self-sufficient and standing on your own and being independent.
You mean like you, Angela?
Well, yes.
Sell it to Cosmo.
I beg your pardon?
You keep telling me you don't have a man in your life.
But you do.
He's upstairs making quiche.
What do you mean? What did Tony tell you?
He told me no. And you know why?
No, why?
Because of you and everything that goes on in this house.
There is nothing going on in this house.
Oh, you may think it's nothing, but I can see it. Oh, yeah, the little basketball games outside and the cookouts in the snow, the birthday parties, family outings, sharing all your problems. It's more than I've ever had.
Oh, Diane.
Oh, don't worry about me, Angela. Thanks to you, I know what I want. It's not independence. It's a warm, meaningful relationship.
I wish you a lot of luck.
Oh, I don't need luck with this personality.
Are you still upset?
No. What gives you that idea? Where's your soul sister?
She's packing to go.
So soon? Ooh.
Tony.
Get out of here.
I owe you an apology.
For thinking I threw myself at Mrs. Wilmington.
Well, that, and because I told Diane that I am completely independent. I'm not.
You're not?
No. The truth is, I've got help. Good help.
Good help's hard to find.
So are good friends.
So is good ice cream.
Here it is.
Butter brickle?
Hey, sit.
Well, you're home. I missed you.
You didn't write, you didn't call.
I didn't need any money. Grandma gave us everything.
That's right. And here's the bill, Angela.
Mother, what happened to all the stuff you took from my house?
Don't worry, I brought everything back. It's all in working order, except your portable TV. It's on the fritz.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. The picture's been fuzzy ever since I dropped it down the stairs. Don't worry, though. The parts are all here.
Oh, what do you say, gang? What do you say? Oh, how about a little slam dunk contest? We say Spud.
All right. Come on, Sam. In your face.
Ooh, in your face. Ooh.
No, you go ahead. I don't feel like it.
You don't feel like shooting hoops?
She's waiting for a call from Chad McCann.
I am not.
She is, too. She's been waiting for an hour.
Jonathan, Jonathan, Jonathan. I am an independent woman. I do not need a man in my life to make me happy.